On today's show, we'll talk about prayer, the first remedy for temptation. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey there, welcome to the program. Come on in and relax. My name is Gary Zimak. Glad to be with you on the show tonight. Today's a special day. It's the Feast of the Apostle St. Bartholomew. We will take a look at the special Mass readings from today's Daily Mass. In addition, we'll look at prayer, the first remedy of temptation. Feeling tempted? The first thing you better do is pray. We forget that sometimes, don't we? The first thing we should do when tempted is prayer. Lots to talk about on the show today. I want to remind you that beginning on September the 4th, we will be kicking off the 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary, September the 4th. That is on a Sunday, so get ready. It's going to be happening, and you will probably be seeing more about it or hearing more about it in the very near future on the internet, on the radio, because I want to get the word out to as many people as possible. And I really hope you'll be able to join me. I hope you'll be able to let your friends know about it. As I mentioned on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN today, there is no cost. You don't have to buy a book. You don't even have to leave your house. All you have to do is join me here on the show each night. And you can do that by going to Blog Talk Radio. You can do it by going to TuneIn Radio. You can do it by going to my website. I mean, there's so many different ways that you will be able to do it. And I really, really am excited about having you participate and going through this process of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. If you have questions, just let me know. If you have questions, let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I would love to have you as part of this. This year we're doing it, I call it the best of the best. We're using the best preparation methods. I got at least 6 different books here. We're going to combine them all. We're going to compare all of these meditations with St. Louis de Montfort, or I should say I'm going to compare, to make sure that you get an accurate and effective meditation every day as we prepare ourselves to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary, or to renew our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Lots of cool stuff, so I'm really excited about that. And really, if you have any questions, email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. You don't really need to do anything to prepare. I would just urge you to listen to the show. If you don't mind, listen to the show until that's just a few weeks away. And so that we'll be ready, make sure you're on my email mailing list. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com and signing up for my newsletter, which does not come out every month. So don't panic. You're not going to get inundated with email from me. I just send out a newsletter whenever I can, which I would like to do it more, but I'm kind of a small operation here, and with traveling and writing, I don't have a lot of time to do newsletters. So the bottom line is you're not going to get inundated with emails, but sign up for the newsletter, because I am going to send out a mailing in the next week or so to let everyone know the details of the total consecration. And you can find out most of the details by visiting followingthetruth.com and clicking on my blog, and I wrote a blog about it very recently. Okay, let's see, what else is going on? Boy, it was a busy day. I was over in Philadelphia recording the September edition of Following the Truth. In case you don't know, I do a show on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia each month, the first Friday of each month. And it's primarily a music and inspiration show. I use a lot of contemporary Christian music, because you may or may not know this, but I'm a big music fan. I love sharing music, especially if it can help you grow closer to the Lord. I designed this show to help the listeners get closer to Jesus Christ, kind of like this show, except due to copyright regulations, I can't play music on this program. I don't have the license to do that, but on the Holy Spirit Radio Show, I can do that. So we played some good songs. The topic today, and this program will air on September the 2nd. It airs on the first Friday of each month. I'll let you know as we get closer. You can also download the podcast from holyspiritradio.org. But the topic was, I have decided to follow Jesus. And, you know, it's that conscious decision that we're all called to make. Jesus gives us the offer, and he says, follow me. How do we do that? How do we respond? We're going to see an encounter with St. Bartholomew today, an encounter between him and the Lord. And he responded by following Jesus. Now, how do we do that? Do we respond in the same way? And each one of us has to make that commitment. Really, we have to do it every day. Make that commitment to say, yes, I am going to follow Jesus. So I'm excited about that show. I think it went well. I'll know for sure when it airs. After I record them, I just let the engineers take over and clean them up and get everything packaged for airing on the radio station. But I'm really pleased with it, and I'll let you know as we get closer. By the way, Advent, I still have a couple of openings for Advent retreats or talks. Let me know if you'd like me to come to your parish, as well as some Lenten retreats, parish missions. That's the word I'm looking for, some Lenten parish missions. The number is dwindling because I've been booking a lot. I booked a few jobs this week for next year. It's amazing. 2017 is going to be here before you know it, and if you want to bring me into your parish, just let me know. Visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information. I want to thank you for your donations. I want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you for your purchases from the Amazon link on my website, as well as the Mystic Monk link. You really help me out by doing these things, and I'm very grateful for your support. I really am, and I thank you. Thank you for just being there for me. You are the reason that I am still here. You are the reason why I'm still here. And I am very glad to be here and be a part of this journey with you. We're doing this together. We're doing this together. And I'm pleased to be sharing the journey with you. Anyway, enough blabbing. Guess what? I was in such a rush. I'm taping this show a little bit later than normal tonight because I was running around all day. I don't have a beverage du jour. No, I don't. I think this might be a first. So I'm going to get through this show beverageless. I hope you have a beverage. Hope you have a snack. Hope you're ready to talk about Jesus. And let's hope that I can get through this program without my beverage. This is a little tough for me, but we're going to try our best. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for allowing us to have another day. Thank you for the many blessings you've given to us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for always being there for us. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son Jesus to become one of us so that we could one day live with you in heaven. Father, we ask you to bless us and our families. Bless those around us. Bless all those, especially those individuals who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are battling addiction, those who may be dealing with financial struggles, those who may be dealing with religious persecution or extreme weather problems. Father, we ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to increase vocations, to put an end to abortion, to help our elected officials, our government leaders, to follow your laws and not their own personal agendas. I ask you to accept each of our personal intentions. And I give you this program, Father in heaven. This is your show. I ask you to speak through me, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And as we do each day, we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Bartholomew, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's Gary Zimak here, back again with you on the program. Great to be here on Blog Talk Radio. We're now in our sixth year of doing this show. Praise the Lord. God is so good. And I'm thankful for your listenership. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Bartholomew. Let me tell you, he's one of the apostles, but here's a little bit about him. He is named in the lists of the apostles in all three synoptic gospels. That's Matthew, that's Mark, and that's Luke. He has traditionally been identified with the Nathanael of John's Gospel, of whom Jesus says, "Here is a true Israelite. There is no duplicity in him." And that's, we're going to hear him referred to as Nathanael, because we're going to read that gospel today when we look at the daily Mass readings. It is said that after the resurrection, Bartholomew went to India and Greater Armenia, where his zealous preaching and command over demons earned him the ire of the pagan priests. The apostle was beaten, flayed, and beheaded. Wow. Under King Astyages. The faithful of Armenia hail Bartholomew as the founder of their church. So we do ask this brave gentleman to pray for us. St. Bartholomew, we need your help. Please pray for us that we may be able to have some of the courage that you had. Okay, so let's look at these Mass readings now. The first reading, and they are special. Today is a feast, so it's not the holiest of the holy days, but it's the second. This is the ultimate holy day in the church is a solemnity. This is a feast. And the celebrations for the apostles are just about all, they are feasts. And that's what we celebrate today. The first reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, beginning in verse 9. "The angel spoke to me, saying, 'Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.' He took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed and on which names were inscribed. The names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall in the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." So you see this reference to the apostles, these gentlemen upon which Jesus founded his church. I mean, look at these guys. They were very fallible. They were very human. There was nothing especially extraordinary about them when we look at them externally. But they were willing to follow Jesus. They were willing to say yes, and he worked with them. And that's what you and I need to remember. If we're willing to say yes, the Lord can do great things in our lives as well. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 145, "Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. And your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth." You know, this response that we're praying today, "Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom." The apostles, they were sent. They were sent out to share the good news, much in the same way that you and I are sent. We look at the apostles, we look at the fact that they were commissioned by the Lord, and we often make the mistake of thinking that, well, that's their job. That's what they were called to do. That's them. We do something different. We're not called to do the same thing, but in reality we are. It doesn't mean we have to necessarily be beheaded or martyred for the faith, but we were called to share Jesus with all of those around us. We start with our family members, our friends, everyone around us, because people need to know. People need to know the good news of Jesus Christ. People need to know about Jesus. This world can be a very depressing place. People are lost. And many people don't know that Jesus is the answer to any problem. To any problem that they face. We need to tell them. We need to share Jesus with others. Mother Angelica has been quoted as saying, "You may be the only Jesus your neighbor will ever see." That's up to us. And by virtue of the fact that we are baptized and confirmed. We are members of the Catholic Church. We are called to evangelize. It's that dreaded E word. We don't like this as Catholics, mainly because we're not used to it. We're not used to evangelizing. But yet we are called to do that. So please continue to pray. Pray for the grace and the strength to be able to do as Bartholomew did. And share the good news with those around you. And pray for the guidance and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit so that He can lead you and teach you what you are, what you're to say, when you're to hold back, when you're to push forward, where you're to go. The Holy Spirit can do that, and He will lead you. Just be open. Just be open to His guidance, and He won't let you down. It's amazing what the Lord can do if you turn your life over to Him. If you really, and I was talking about this on the radio show today when I was recording it, when you really, if you really surrender everything to Jesus, if you surrender everything to Jesus, you will be amazed at what He can do in your life. This is what the apostles learned. Let's take a look at the gospel today. And remember, you're going to hear a reference to Nathanael. That's believed to be Bartholomew. I don't know why he had two names, but that's the case. So we are hearing about the same gentleman whose feast day we celebrate today, St. Bartholomew, in the gospel, even though he's called Nathanael. Gets a little confusing, but if you keep that in mind, it's going to make a lot more sense. This is from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 45 through 51. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven and earth open, and the Son and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." It's a powerful gospel. Sorry, I tripped up a little bit there toward the end. I really want to focus on the events that happened at the beginning here. So Philip, one of the apostles, one of the other ones called specifically by Jesus to be part of His inner circle, the leaders of the early church, Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." In other words, here's the Messiah. This is the long-awaited Messiah coming from Nazareth. What does Nathanael do? He said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" This gives you an idea of how people of the time thought about Nazareth. It was a nothing town. And you know, and I talked about this with Anna Mitchell today on the Sunrise Morning Show. We do this sometimes when we encounter people in our lives, people who we might think, well, you know what? I'm not going to listen to that guy. What good can come out of his mouth? He doesn't even go to church. He lives an immoral life. And you know, a lot of times that's true, but you got to remember, the Lord can speak through anyone. I've heard messages through people that I would not ordinarily expect to hear them from, and I knew that they came from the Lord. So I'm just saying, don't write off anybody, and the same goes for reaching out to somebody. You might have somebody in your life that you think they're just not going to listen to me. They don't want anything to do with religion. Why should I bother? Well, you should bother because God loves them as much as He loves you. And Nathanael made that mistake. See, he was writing off the Messiah. Think about that for a minute. This guy is about to be chosen to be one of the apostles, and he is looking at Jesus, and he says, you know what, if he comes from Nazareth, then I don't want anything to do with him. And what did Philip do? Philip didn't give up. Philip said, come and see. The invitation. See, Philip was doing exactly what he was supposed to be doing. He was doing what you and I are supposed to be doing. And sometimes that's what we need to do. You want to come with me to Mass? You want to go to confession? I'm going to a retreat. There's this guy, Gary, who does this show on the radio about something called total consecration, or give it a try. You know, come and see. And what happened was that Philip brought Nathanael to Jesus. And once Jesus gets involved, great things happen. That's why when I go out and I speak around the country about the power of a relationship with Jesus Christ, I know that if someone starts talking to Jesus and really responding to his offer of friendship, great things are going to happen in that person's life. That's why I can be so confident with my message. And I tell Jesus that all the time. Hey, Lord, I'm counting on you. If I tell this person to talk to you and you're going to help them to experience peace, don't let me down. You know, and I do say that to Jesus. And I know he won't. And I hear stories all the time. People tell me that, Gary, when I started talking to Jesus, when I got to know him on a personal level, when we became friends, my life changed. And I'm confident that that can happen in your life. Not saying that you're not doing that already, but just keep that in mind. The closer you get to Jesus, the easier it is going to be to carry whatever cross you're going to have to carry in life. And the easier it will be for you to evangelize, to share the good news with others. Because you get to know Jesus, you're going to want to share him with others. Because you realize just how much he loves you. And that really is the key. That's the motivation to get you started or to keep you going. And if you've been baptized and confirmed, you have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can also do fantastic things and give you what you need. Give you the fortitude to continue on even when you could face some opposition. And we could turn to the apostles such as Bartholomew, who is believed to have been martyred, and say, hey, St. Bartholomew, can you pray for me? And we should do that, to pray for that strength, to be able to share the good news even when it's difficult. So we got some really great readings today, and it's always good when we celebrate an apostles' feast, because remember, these guys are very normal. I mean, look at the first reaction of Nathanael, aka Bartholomew. He's about to dismiss Jesus and say, you know what, he's from Nazareth, I don't want anything to do with him. So that's critical for us. It's a good lesson for each of us. All right, today is Wednesday, so we on Wednesday try to look at the book My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Paone. And this is a great little book that I've been using for years on the program. And today, we're going to look at a little meditation on prayer, the first remedy for temptations. Ever get tempted? Yeah, try to think of a day when you weren't tempted in some way. A lot of times the temptation is just discouragement. Why am I bothering? Why am I praying? Why am I asking God for these things? Because he doesn't answer my prayer. You know, we say this all the time. And that's a very big temptation. The devil likes to really play into this temptation. And he really likes to try to fool us into thinking, you know, you shouldn't pray. Your prayers don't work. They're no good. You don't pray. You're not a good enough person. He goes on and on and on. And unfortunately, sometimes what we do is we really do stop praying. That's a huge mistake. So today we're going to look at prayer, the first remedy for temptations. And the way this book works, this is a very short meditation. This first part consists of some words that could have come from Christ. So I want you to think of Christ saying these words to you now. My child, face the truth and never turn your back on facts. As long as you are in this world, you cannot be free from trouble and temptation. My written word tells you that. Man's life on earth is a trial. Therefore, do not take temptations too lightly, but guard against them by frequent prayer and self-denial. In this way, the devil will never take you by surprise. He is never asleep, but he goes about like a hungry lion, seeking someone whom he may devour. And those words are from the scriptural writings of St. Peter. We're going to face temptations in life. We're going to face temptations. Are we praying? And you know, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray to be protected from temptation. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, help us to overcome the temptations. And Scripture is very clear in God's written word. We're told that we will never be tempted beyond our ability to resist. God's always going to give us what we need. Does that mean we won't ever fall? No, because we don't have to cooperate with that grace that the Lord gives us. But just know that you have what you take, what you need. The devil can't force you to do anything. He could trick you, he could lie to you, he could fool you, but he can't force you to sin. Only you can give in to those temptations. So we need to pray. We need to pray to overcome them. And when we fall, and you will fall, I fall all the time, we have the great sacrament of reconciliation, where we can go and obtain forgiveness for our sins and start over. We can wipe the slate clean and start over. Keep that in mind. Now here's a little prayer. Enlighten me, O good Jesus, with the brightness of eternal light, and let all darkness depart from my heart. Let me see through my wandering thoughts, and help me to replace them with good, healthy thinking. Defend me against the evil beasts that come to me in the shape of attractive desires. Bestow on me true interior peace through your power, so that your praise may echo within my soul as in a holy temple. Command the tempests and storms. Say to the sea, be still. Call to the raging wind, blow not, and there shall be a great calm within my soul. Amen. And a prayer against temptations. O Lord my God, do not depart far from me. Please look upon me and help me. Evil thoughts have risen up against me, and great fears afflict my soul. How am I to pass on without being harmed by them? Show me how I may crush them. You have said, I will go before you and will humble the great ones of the earth. I will open the gates of the prison and will make known to you hidden secrets. Dear Lord, do as you say, and let all wicked thoughts and desires flee before your face. Amen. Remember to pray against temptation. When you start to encounter temptations, and you will encounter them, just a quick prayer. Lord, preserve me. Help me. Help me to overcome. Help me to fight. And you're going to get the grace that you need. It's just not a matter of positive thinking. Sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that, you know, when we pray, it's just a matter of thinking positively. No, it's not. Not at all. Not at all. When you pray, something happens. When you pray, you get the grace to overcome even the most serious temptations. Might not feel like it, but remember, don't let your spiritual life be dictated, ruled by feelings. Pray every day, and you're going to be just fine. All right, we are running out of time here. I want to thank you for tuning into the show. God willing, I plan to be back tomorrow on the program. Not sure what we're going to talk about on Thursday. I think we'll maybe delve in or dive into the catechism. I'll have to see what the Holy Spirit has in store. Thursday's the kind of the day that I leave up to the Holy Spirit in terms of what I'll be discussing. So I'm not really sure. We're going to do the daily mass readings, obviously, but I'll see what else the Holy Spirit tells me to talk about. I hope you'll be able to join me. Remember, we do this program 5 nights a week on Blog Talk Radio, on TuneIn Radio, and on iTunes, too. So however you want to listen to the show is fine with me. It's not going to cost you anything except 30 minutes of your time each day. Remember, Total Consecration kicks off on September the 4th. Also, keep in mind that I very much need your additional donations, especially in the tough summer months. It's a really tough time for all ministries, and I'm no exception. So please go to followingthetruth.com if you would be so kind to, and consider making either a one-time donation or become a monthly sponsor of this program. I'm very grateful. You're the reason I'm here. You're fantastic. Thanks for being a part of my life. And together, let's continue to walk on that road that will one day, God willing, lead to eternal life in heaven. Have a great night. God bless you.